Okay, Tov, today's Daf, Daf Tesayin, Meseches Chagiga, 20 days in the Omer. We got up to the bottom of Tesvav Amid Beis. We went through everybody. We got up to the four Nichlas and the Pardes, except for Rabbi Akiva. So one line up from the bottom where we describe what happens in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Allah b'shalom, Yarad b'shalom. V'alav ha-katuv omer moshcheni acharecha narutza. So that he was drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was capable of dealing with the challenges of Pardes. And the truth is that after Rabbi Akiva, Bikshu Malachi HaShoreth Tadachfo, the Malachi HaShoreth weren't too happy with the intrusion of human thinking in Pardes. Nonetheless, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a good guy. Anichol HaZakein Zeh Sho'ili Shlamish Bechvodi. Basically, you shouldn't hurt him. And he's roy to be mistaken in the Kavod Hashem. My Dorash, what was it? There's two pshatim that the Rashi learns in the My Dorash. Either My Dorash, where did he learn how to be zohir, not to be mistaken in the Mokum of the Shechina, that would be too much for him, that he would be mischayev, or My Dorash, what was he Dorash to save him from the toes of Acher? That he shouldn't fall into the mistake of believing that Shtei Rishuya is. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, what he darshened was the Pasuk, the Osa Miriva Vais Kedesh. He learned that Osa Miriva Vais Kedesh means Ot Hi Biriva Vashalo, that it is possible to find something that uniquely identifies the Mokam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midst of the Rivavais. So that means that it's possible to come not to be mistaken, or that if you see something that appears to be similar, depending which Pshat and Rashi you're learning, if you see something that appears to be similar between Matat and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should continue looking for Ot. There's an Ot, Mirivavot Kodesh, that is singular, that is unique. Rabbi Avu Omer, Dagul Mirivavot. Dagul is like a Dugma, something that stands separately, like a flag, and that's Dugma Hubiravava Shalom, same two possibilities. Rishlokish Omer, Hashem Tzvakot Shemo, which means that Hashem Tzvakot implies Adon Hu Bitzava Shalom, that there is a special Indian of Adnus in the midst of the Tzva Morayim that identifies it. Rabbi Baravam Rabbi Yochanan says he darshan lo beruach Hashem v'yachar haruach rash lo berash Hashem v'yachar harash eish lo be'eish Hashem v'yachar eish kol d'mamad daka v'nei Hashem over. So he was able to discover the mokam Hashchina by the mokam of d'mama and to recognize the distinction between the malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this sense of d'mama. Tanrabanan, Shisha Dvarim Neemru B'Sheidim, Shlosha Kemalachei HaSharet, Shlosha Kemenei Adam. There are Nivroim that occupy different niches. We're talking about the River Vais Kedesh and Keviyocho, the Shechina B'Neim. There's also Sheidim, which are not really on the level of Malachim, but nonetheless aren't entirely like B'nei Adam. So three things in which Shadim are similar to Malachi Asharis, three things which are similar to humans. Shlosha ke Malachi Asharis, Zeshem Knafayim ke Malachi Asharis. They have wings, v'tasim yisof alam v'atsof alam, is it Malachi Asharis? They're not dimensionally challenged as humans are, they're like Malachi Asharis. It's the modern word for being stuck in three dimensions, you know, dimensionally challenged. So they're not dimensionally challenged.
That's not dimension.
Right, not dimension. Dimension with an S. And so they're able to fly from one end of the universe to the other. V'yodim mashatid liyot kemalachi asher. They know the future. Yodim sak. I mean, how can that malachi asher don't know the future? Well, no. It means that they can hear gezeras that are coming from behind the mechitza where the Beis Din Shemala is, like the Malachi Asharis. It doesn't mean that they know the future. Three things in which they're like humans. Ochlim v'shotim kivnei adam, uporim v'rabim kivnei adam, v'etim kivnei adam. They have to have nourishment like humans have, they reproduce like humans, and they die like humans. Shishadvarim nemru kivnei adam, for that matter, humans also are in an intermediary niche between the animal and that which is above them. So they're shlosh gemalachei asharos, shlosh kiveima. Shlosh gemalachei asharos, they have das, like gemalachei asharos. And mahalkim mekom is a kufa, they walk upright, gemalachei asharos. And they speak lashon hakodesh, gemalachei asharos. Three things are similar to behema. They too are ochlim v'shotim kibeima, porim v'ravim kibeima, and motzin rei kibeima. They defecate like animals. Kolam istakel barba dvorim. So now, the Mishnah says that there's things that a person is not supposed to think about, and that was the malafnim, malamala, malamata, malafnim, malachor. So ratui lo shelo baliyolam. Gemara says, I understand what's wrong with malamala, malamata, malachor. Okay, that lechayay, I mean, that's fine, because under hate, I mean, that makes sense, that it's beyond a person's kin. But if we're talking about time, lefnim, I mean, do we really care? My dahave have. I mean, basically, there's nothing really that's disturbing. Whatever it is you understand or don't understand is basically irrelevant to the present. Because certainly, Maisa Bereshis is itself the definition of a new reality, which really it's irrelevant what is prior to Maisa Bereshis. So who cares what you think?
Okay.
Yeah? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both say, it's a marshal to a melech basav adam. No, Basradam calls his avodim and he says, I want to build a beautiful palace and I want to build it on a garbage dump. So, okay, so they went ahead and they did it. So obviously, people can't walk in there and say, oh, wow, I remember the days when this was a beautiful garbage dump.
It's Staten Island.
Okay, but again, the people that are going to build there, they don't want anybody to mention the fact that this was the old what does this add? It's obviously adding something. So what's the koshelo chas mai? Rabava mazam istakil bekeshet. Somebody who looks at the rainbow, the rainbow is a giloy, talks about in the Merkava, it's a giloy of the modze mar'ek vod Hashem. So if he looks at the rainbow, so then there's bad news. He doesn't care about the Kavod Hashem. So obviously all of the Sefer Chassidim is interesting. Sefer Chassidim, who was the nephew of the Rosh. It's very, very cute because it says, I asked my great uncle, it's the Rosh. And the Kasha, I mean, is it Broch you're supposed to make it? If it's Asubi Mistaka, I mean, how are you supposed to make the Broch? That doesn't make sense. And so he says the Rosh wrote him back that the word mistakel does never means to see the same way lirot means. It's like also mistakel b'nashim. It's prohibited to see women. It's prohibited to stare at women. Mistakel means to look into and to concentrate on. That's the pshat. But obviously, you see a rainbow and you appreciate the rainbow and you like the broch on the rainbow is not an iser histaklut. Why is this? Because it says Kimareh Keshet Ashiyeh Be'anan B'yom HaGeshem Kein Mareh HaNoga Saviv Hu Mareh D'mut Kvod Hashem. So it would be like a getter of experiencing elements of the Meitzim Rekav. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you know what is somebody who's not Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence? That's somebody who does an Avera in secret. What's he doing in Avera in secret? Because he figures, okay, in public, no, I mean, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will notice, or people will notice, but in secret, I mean, it's like the Shechina isn't here. Don't Rav Yitzchak call over Avera, but say that you don't have a Shechina. What's he saying? There's a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he's in his bedroom or he's on a public stage. So somebody who doesn't believe that acts differently in a mokum that is private and a mokum that is megula. Is that true? Didn't we just have back in Tainis? I'm Rabbi Lozer Azokin. Rabbi Lozer Azokin. Imroe Adam Shitzromit Gaberala. Somebody sees that his Yitzhar is taking over. Yelech l'makom she'in makirim ato. Should go to some place where nobody knows him. V'yilbash shchorim, v'yedatev shchorim, v'yaseh mashal libo chafetz. He should dress up like a chassid. And then he could do whatever he wants. We just had this in Tainus. So we had over there the Pirush and Taisvit. Pirush and the Rabbeinu Tam brought in Taisvit that it doesn't mean that Chas v'Shalom should do the Avera. It means that by dressing up in that way and going to such a place, he'll break his Yetzer Hara because he won't have any sense of self and excitement. Won't do. Obviously, it's not the Pashas of the Sugya of here, as this points out. Here it's very... Because here the whole point is that we're asking Akasha on somebody who doesn't have Avera B'Seser. So how could it mean that he goes and he doesn't do the Avera?
Disguises himself.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it the disguise, or is it
Al Yechalel Shem Shemayim Befarhesir. Go to a private place, so at least people seeing you dressed like that will never be Cheshish, you're a frum guy, what are you wearing a black suit for? So you couldn't be frum, so they'll figure, okay, you know, the secular guys, do all kinds of
Avaris. Beginning of Yom,
I arrested somebody for wearing black clothes. I said, what are you doing wearing black clothes? That's a very good idea. Then you're not referring to that soon. So, how do we explain that? It depends. If the person is bekeach to be vanquish his yetzer hara, and nonetheless he utilizes the fact that he's in private to an avera, but otherwise he wouldn't have. So then obviously he's being derekarag leashkina. But if somebody is under such a compulsion from his yetzer, he's going to end up doing the avera. It's better to do the avera privately than to do it publicly. Al shchil Hashem, not because of hiding from the Shechina, obviously. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Nachmani miturgamani the Reish Lakish. So kol mistaka b'shlosh dvarim enav kehot. There's three things a person looks at. He blinds himself. It's a beautiful pirush of Reb Dessler. What's credit? He blinds himself. And he desensitizes his eyes. He can no longer see things that are valuable. He blinds himself. Somebody sees the kesha, so he gets used to certain, and he no longer takes it as being a gift. But it's going to be impressive to him that the Navi describes the Merkava with the keshes. I mean, he goes out there with it every day, so it's important. Yeah, exactly. B'nasi, see the Nasi Yisrael. B'Kohanim, and he takes it to the Kohanim while they're being Mavarech, the Yams. B'keshes, t'chsiv k'mare ha'keshes, asher yevan ad b'yom ha'keshem k'mare d'mut k'var Hashem. Benosi dichtivinatata mihotcha alav, and I'm mistaken because that's talking about bezma shebeit hamikdash kayam shayayim demal duchanam. They use the shema mefurash. Mevorchem es Yisrael b'shema mefurash. Here is where Tosfos asks on Rashi. Rashi's pshat about that we had before that a kohen who has problems with his hands or malform or whatever. So he's not allowed to be nice. So you have righteous over there because it comes to me mistakel b'kainim, and it says mistakel b'kainim bisman. He says, well, here it's clear that that's only bisman the base of Megish Kain. And therefore, Tosfos' whole approach to things is because it's gorim hesach hadas from the brochas. So you can't concentrate on what the kohenim is saying. It's nothing to do with not being mistakel. Lamaisa, as we pointed out, we spoke about this, so it became a minute. It's even a shiloh whether it's a good minhag, but it's a pretty much more recent minhag. It starts being brought by the Beis Yosef and the Ramah about covering that the kohanim themselves covered not their hands, but they covered their face. They wouldn't see their hands. The hands of the other kohanim, so it wouldn't be mebabel as daitam. In the end, they ended up covering their hands. Question: whether it's a good thing to cover the hands? But we spoke about all this. So I mean, this really is dependent a little bit in this. In this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, this is really a din that we continue to view, even though it's not Bezman Shemekh, but to make it a serious thing, and people should remember, and that's, you know, the Kohanim. Or is it a whole different point? Huh?
I'm sorry, the Kohen has a problem with his hands?
It depends how you learn it. It used to be that the Kohen didn't cover their face or their hands. So then there was a shayla of from the side of the kohanim as well. Now that they cover the face and their hands, then there's no. Even if you look at the kohanim, then you don't see anything but a talis. What's the question anyway? So Mishnah had studied, but it doesn't really make any sense now.
I think the Makaris know they said that Shechina is on the shoe on the hands.
We just said that that's only Bizman Shabbos and Gishkayim and the Vorek B'Shem. That's the only time that's a Shechina Sheral Yodayim. Oh, that's not Shechina. That's the point that Torah is making.
Oh, okay. I thought they also connected the Shechina Sheral Yodayim.
But definitely, that's the way people are raised, right?
Not go blind.
Don't look at her, go blind because the Shechina is showing. It's like Rashi's chat.
Let her Nimoy as a child. Played Spock and then
Oh, that's how we.
He was told, don't look, so of course, he looked. That's where he learned that.
So
that's
where
he pointed it? Yeah, that's where he pointed it. He didn't
listen. All right, it's an amazing video. And that's the so the, those are the three things that Reish Lakish gave him. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nachmani Mitugimani the Reish Lakish. My dechtiv al taminu bereya. Don't believe in friends, your friend. Al tiftechu baluf, and don't trust the general, the guy in charge. What's that supposed to mean? It means who's your friend over here? The friend that's spelled the same way that Ra is spelled. I don't know who that friend is. That's the guy that's been with you all along. You know, the guy that comes there the same moment you pop out of the belly. So your good friend, the Yetzer Hara, tells you, don't worry about it. You could be Chayte, the good old general. He'll be Michael. Trust me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mochel. Altamen. Don't believe him. Altamen Berea. Ain real Yetzer Hara. Shem Yetzer Leva Adam Ra Minura. Ain Aluf El Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Aluf Nehurayata. So we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one in charge, the boss, in English. Always the boss, yeah. Shema Tomar, the person will say if he's in the Mokum that is Seser, Mimeidve. So the Yavetz points out, because that's the person who's doing an Avera, really is Gerim Hester party? So this is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't looking at him. So who's gonna testify? Avnei Beitov, the Karot Beitov Shel Adam Emimim. The very walls, the wood and the stones of the walls and the roofing, they are made. Shenemar. Because we see, no, here it means that they literally speak. As we see, the Navi describes the clarity of the way that everything that you have is stolen and illicit and just ki even mi cute zags, like the stone shouts out from the wall, hello, I am stolen, I belong to you. Everything has its own little, you know, radio device and it's giving over its information. I belong to somebody else. Kvis mi etzianena, piece of wood of siding on your house is broadcasting. I don't belong to this guy. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. So if they do that, so Koshikai, they'll tell you what's going on in the house. V'chachomim omrim, nishmato shel adam me'idabo. Man's own soul is the one that testifies against him. Shenemar mishochevet chekecha. That's the end of the same pasuk. Don't trust the friend. Don't believe the friend. Don't trust the general. And keep your mouth shut when it comes to the one who sleeps in your lap. What sleeps deep inside the person? That's the neshama. So in other words, better hide the bad things you're doing for the neshama. Oh, you can't do that? Maybe you shouldn't do the bad things. Because this is the way the Rosh begins the Orchis Chaim with this pasuk. The first thing you got to know is never tell your wife anything. The worst thing is honesty. And the two malachim, Pashtus, the malachim are coming and says, malach of Yetzav, malach of Shmor, b'chol derechecha. Okay, so if it's a tzaddik, so then the shmira means to keep him from damage. But otherwise, they're keeping tabs on you. The shmorcha means you've got big brother watching. Also, the shmor is to watch. So they also watch you. that whatever organ in the body that you use to do an avera, it's made. Shem avatem edainu, Hashem, v'aniyah.
Is this fact of the neshama tesva, is that sort of the source of where a person gets conscious pangs? Is that understood like that?
Conscience pangs?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting horror. All right, Sabra Josh is waiting. Yosef ben Yoezer Omer, Shalol Ismoch. Now that we've gotten to the inyonim of the dinim of the Chagiga itself, so we know that the chiyav of every korban yachid is that the individual who brings the korban has to be semich on the korban. However, there's a little bit of a problem over here. Since one is not allowed to use an animal, bichlal, on Yontav or on Shabbos, it was a gezerah that was made, the ikar gezerah of rechiva, because rechivat asus, we're afraid maybe you'll be tailor a branch, and use the branch. That's the pashtus of the gezerah, it's the open part of the gezerah. So now if you're going to lean on a behemah, you end up being supporting yourself on the behemah, because we'll see, you have to lean with all of your strength. So then you're being mishtamish b'baal chai. Shimush b'baal chai is asur on Shabbos v'yontiv. So now the question is, well, what's more important? To be mekayim in the midst of smicha. There's also a question whether does the smicha have to be done dafka today? Maybe I could have been smicha yesterday and brought the korban today. Things that don't need to be done anyway wouldn't be deicha. And since then the other question is, it's only drabonan. I mean, this is a mitzvah, so maybe we should be deicha the rabbonan for the mitzvah. And then there's the other point. It is a chelak of the korban. The korban itself would also be an isser, except the Torah said bring the korban anyway. I mean, so if it's telling you to bring the korban anyway, so it's being matir, whatever sermon associated with the korban. So maybe I should do the smicha. And I even need this to do raisa, basically. I'm saying, okay, it's not needed for head yet, but bring it anyway. So maybe, so this was a big machlokas. It's not only a big machlokas, it was the first machlokas ever in Klal Yisrael. And it went on for many generations. The Mishnah now goes through the same generations that the Mikra office goes through, the various zugais. And those zugais now are the ones that argued. So we had Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, and the same that appears in Pirkei Avos. So Yosef ben Yoezer, I mer shalo l'smach. So he was the nasi. He said it's also the smicha on yontif. If you bring your korban ri and your korban chagiga, you do it without smicha. Yosef ben Yochanan, who was the av bezden of the zugais, he said, you do smicha. Yoshua ben Parachia, who was the Nasi, he said, shalot esmoch. Nitoi harabeli, he said, to be semech. Yehuda ben Taboi, omer, shalot esmoch. Shimon ben Shetach, omer lesmoch. So here too, Yehuda ben Taboi, we'll see there's a little bit of a question about Yehuda ben Taboi, the relationship of Nasi to Avbezdin. But the Parshas, Yehuda ben Taboi again was the Nasi. Shimon ben Shetach was the Avbezdin. Shemaya, who was the Nasi, said lesmoch. Avtalion was the Abbezin, said Shalol Esmoch. Hillel was the Nasi. Menachem was the Abbezin, and they were not Chalek. And so Menachem quit. So Yotze Menachem, I mean, how can you be an Abbezin without being able to have a Machlokes with the Abbezin? That's not what happened, but we'll see.
He agrees with me, I must be doing something wrong.
Exactly. So he left. So Yotze Menachem. And boy, I mean, you want to talk about machlokas. In comes who of all people? Shammai. Oh boy. So that already was the beginning of some serious machlokas, because the next step was, the Gemara says, I mean, we only have an argamar on Shabbos. We only have three things that they were chelikin. But the Yerushalmi says, it started off with just this one machlokas. Then comes along Gilel and Shammai. They made it four machlokas. And then the Talmidim of Shammai Vehillel, they messed up everything. Now the Torah is like two Torahs. Everything was a different opinion. So anyway, so you got rid of Menachem, in comes Shammai. Shammai Omer, now this is a reversal, because Hillel was the Nasi, Shammai was the Avbezdin. And all of a sudden we start saying Shammai Omer, Shalom Lismok. We switch to the Avbezdin saying first. And Tosis is bothered by that. Because why do we do that? He says, because, I mean, the point is over here, is because since the Lolesmoch were all the Nasiim first, so we mentioned Shammai, the Shammai or Shalolesmoch, to keep it parallel, whoever says Shalolesmoch, not to parallel who it was, whether he was the Nasi or Abbezdin. But what's interesting is, since this turned out to be the definitive Mishnah of Machlokas and Yisrael. And in it, Shammai is quoted first. So surprisingly, in every Machlokas, every time we have Shammai Vehil, Shammai is always quoted first. Because this became now the model of Shammai and Hill, not Hill over Shammai. Very interesting. So here we have Shammai. We'll see the Mishnah itself is going to make a point of this. There's something about the relationship, and you can, I think, imagine yourself what that is, something about the relationship of the Zugais that relates to Machlokas, which of course goes back to the Inyonim of Havdalah in this parak, which goes back to the opening of the parak about dualism, all of the list of dualistic things. The first time we had a list of Zugais, in which the one who was Makabal, the Torah, was no longer an individual, but were two individuals, we already got a dualistic approach to Torah, and we started with Machlokas, which is why this whole issue comes here in this context. So this was the start of the problem, and L'maisach, as I'll say, the start of all the problems in the world, the serious start in Maisach Bereishis is the second day. That's the day of dualism. As long as you have Yom Echad, it's fine. The moment you got the second day, now you've got the Zugais, which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mavdil on that day. But that's why it doesn't say Tov. Right? There's no Tov on Yom Sheni. Because once you've got dualism, you don't have good. And you've got Machloikas. Machloikas is Lo Tov. So the Medrash brings a riot from there. If even the greatest, most important Machloikas of all, which is the Tzarek Maisa Bereishis. You can't have Maisa Bereishis without that Havdalah. That was the whole problem of the Ben Zema, the Arba Nicholas and the Paradis, was basically a description of Machloikas. It was a Rukia. And then nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to say Ki Tov. So just imagine what our machlokas in the world. This is Latzarek Ha'ilam, Latzarek Fakim, Latzarek Bereishis, and nonetheless I can't say it's good, even though it's absolutely necessary.
Doesn't that make it good?
Apparently not. Only makes it good ex post facto, which is the Kitov is said on the next day, twice. It's not said at the time. So, you know, in the end, it's good.
But in the context of Torah Shabbat Alpeh, without the discourse...
Bad news, bad news. Not in the end, but in the fact that there's a breakdown and that already now we have the Torah being mischalik, lekama vekama Torahs, it's a problem. So, okay, so over here we have the reversal. Shammai, Amishalai l'smaich, Elam l'smaich, Harishonim. The first individuals of the opening Zugot are Nisim, and Shniyam Lem Av Beit Din, the second one. Before we had the switchover of Shammai, the second one was the Avbez. And we'll see, not everybody agrees. There's some question about the relationship of Shimon ben Shetach to Yehuda ben Tavoy. Don Rabbanan, Shloshami Zugot HaRishonim, three of the opening Zugot, Sha'amru Shalo Lismoch, Vishnayim Zugot HaAchronim, Sha'amru Lismoch, Ayunasim. The reversal occurred in Shammai's time. Vishniim lehem, those who were on the other side, they were the Ovos based. So says Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say it's not true. Yehuda ben Taboi was actually not the Nasi. Yehuda ben Taboi was an Avbezdin. Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Now our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir in the way that it lists it. Because it says that Harishonim ayun nesiim. Now, there's a brisa that brings an interesting maysa, which we'd like to know who was the author of that brisa. Man tana lo da tana rabbanan. It happened once that Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboi, ereh b'nechama im lo harakti eid zomim, this is a sign of complete and absolute commitment to a thing, because a person basically curses himself, to say that I should not be, means I shouldn't be zoyche to see in the nichmas tzion v'yushalayim. So it's said like a loshen sagi nohar. Others learn it means literally I should lose a loved one and require nechama as an avel if this isn't true. If I could fool myself to this extent, remember that the word avel is also the word aval. The word aval in the Mishnah means absolute truth. Because that's the big but. The big but is that, but it's all a lie. This is the truth. If we want to say that something is absolutely true, we say, aval. That's avelut. It's a person who feels that if I could be wrong about this, then everything, I'm just completely fooling myself. The only thing that changes that is complete trauma, tearing apart a person to the point of Avilut, in which he sees now has to re-examine his entire premises of his life. A person assumes, I can't live without such and such an individual, and so on. It's all a lie. That's one life. There's other lives. It's the same thing is true over here. So it becomes now a derech of saying, I'm so totally convinced of this, that to me it's like the real truth, that if it isn't, then God only knows what should happen to me. So Rabbi Yerban Taboy says, Rebbe Nechamayim lo harakti eid zomeim. I'm telling you, I killed an eid zomeim, lohotzimi liban shal tzedukim, shayomer, meidenim zomeim nerogim, achi yeharega nidon. They, of course, misinterpreted the Torah, and the Torah says, kasher zomam lazot lachim, which means the way that he planned, but not kasher asa. If Lamaisa, we carried out the din based on the false testimony, then we would not do to the Yed Zomim what he wanted to do to the other person. And I, perhaps, even though normally maybe I would have been going out of my way to find some element of Itzilo Eida, which you find it a small print, a reason not to kill the guy. You know, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be Meitzi B'Libat Shal Tzedukim, to show them they don't know what they're talking about and that this is the halach and so on and so forth. So Shimon ben Shetach said to Rabbi Yerman Taboy, well, that's very nice that you did that because I'm ready to swear to the same level that im lo shafachta dam naki, you're a murderer. Shorei omru chachamim, ein edim zomemim nerogin, ad sheyizu moshneihem. You said an eid zomeim? There's no such thing as killing an eid zomeim. It's impossible. If you find an eid zomeim, he's not an eid zomeim by definition. Either both Edim are Zomimim, or nobody's Zomimim. They may be liars, but they're not called technically an Eid Zomim to kill them. So if you killed an Eid Zomim, you're a stammer murderer. And you killed a man in innocent blood. But Dam Naki, and Ein Loki, not Shazum Shneyan. They wouldn't get Malkus unless they were both Zomimim. Then Mishalmim Mamon, not Shazum Shneyan. Miyad, Kibel Alav Yudavan Taboy. He was mekabel on himself from that day on. He would never be mera halacha unless Shimon ben Shetach was there. Now, the truth is, kol yamav shel Yehuda ben Taboy, ha'imishtateach al kivro. He felt if he murdered him, so he spent the rest of his life basically being mevakish mechila. Halacha is supposed to go to the mace and so on, be mispalled, the kevin the mace, bring 10 people. All of his life, he would sit there crying over his grave. Ava oto harug. La'yokol lenishma. There was always sounds coming from that grave. Kisur na'am lomasha kolosha larugu. Everybody thought it's the victim's voice. Boom, 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 boom. There was hear sounds coming out of that grave. He was in big trouble.
What did he do wrong originally?
He paskined that a single aid can be an aid zamen.
No, in the beginning, when he just thought that about the tzedukim,
when would he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. You mean why he said lo tzimi liban?
Yeah, what's about to do?
That's why I said that normally you can find in a small print a way to be to pot or something. Because there's a chiyav itzilo aida. So even though in inyanim of Moma and in Malkus we wouldn't have paid attention to that thing. But in order not to kill someone, the Torah says specifically to rely on the small print. So he's saying over here I didn't do that because I held it was more important to be motzi miliban shel tzedukim. So everybody thought this was this big mysterious thing that basically, you know, the murdered person, they thought it was an Edgar Allan Poe kind of thing, that the victim was coming out and talking to him, screaming, and they were arguing this out. And he said to everybody, boy, cut it out, you guys, with your craziness. It's my voice. I'm talking to the guy. Tidu, I'll prove it to you. Shalomokru, mate, you'll see when I die, in Kolonish Mai, you're not going to hear anything from any grave. I'm a lawyer of Akabredi, Brother Raja, it doesn't prove anything. I mean, after he died, him abusified him. We maybe paid him off, you know, in the next world. Obedina Tave, I mean, maybe this guy took him to court, you know. But over here, we couldn't take him to court. So he was bad, and he was screaming, and he was being tavea, and so on and so forth. So maybe it wasn't him. I don't know. Can't really trust what he says here. Some people like to hide what's really going on. Anyway, I'm asking you who the author of this price is, Maniha, because I mean, you have to consider, Yeah, but Bishlam Rabbi Meir. If we believe Rabbi Meir's approach, who held that Shimon ben Shetach was the Avvezdin, okay, and Yehuda ben Tavoy was the Nasi, so that would explain why, up until that point, it was Meir HaHalacha in front of Shimon ben Shetach. So now he's saying, from this point on, it was Mekabel on himself, I will never do that again. I'll only be Meir HaHalacha if Shimon ben Shetach is there. But otherwise, of course, he was the Nasi, and he was the one that had a right to Paskin. But if you're telling me it's the Rabbana, according to Rabbana, Yehuda ben Tavoy was the Abbezdin. Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. How could an Abbezdin anyway Paskin HaLocha Bifnei Nasi? I mean, Mimera HaLocha. I understand. He would never have been Mimera HaLocha in front of him. So what's the whole point of what it's saying over here? I mean, what are you going to say? That maybe he wasn't there. Even so, I mean, what's the point of the Kabbalah? So the Mai Kibel says, it doesn't prove anything, because Mai Kibel loved the karma. When he says that it was Mekabel, it doesn't mean that up until this point he would have been Meir HaHalacha Befana. What it means over here is that even Litztarufe is what it means. I feel Litztarufe Lami Lo Mitztarfin. In other words, if he was sitting in a Bezdin, Rashi learns it means he wouldn't even join a Bezdin if Shimon ben Shetach wasn't there. Because he felt that he doesn't no longer trust himself. Tosis learns it means even in the context of a Bezdin, he wouldn't vote an opinion against Shimon ben Shetach. He felt that his das, he had to be mavatal to him, which is a big problem, because then the pashas would be he's not roy for the Bezdin. Because the Bezdin has to represent separate deos. You can't have somebody that's there. Okay, so that's what Rashi says is true. Then it says, so Menachem quit, and Shammai took over. What does that mean, he quit? It says he left. Where did he go to? Leichan Yatza. What's that mean, he went? It's very, very suggestive words. Abaya says, well, yeah, it means he went off the road. Yatza l'tarbut ra'ah. Amazing story. Also part of our perek, right? That's the story of Acher. Rova said, well, it means basically he joined the high flyers. That's what it means. Yatzel avodat ha-melech, he basically joined the government service over here. And you know what? When he went, let me tell you, so did a lot of the guys in the yeshiva. I mean, you know, if the Av Bezdin can go, I mean, we could certainly join. So kishi yatzim menachem avodat ha-melech, v'yatzuim o shmonim zugot tamidim. They were all out with them. Came already 80 chavrusas, also zugots, and boy, they were dressed to kill. Let me tell you, Lush and Sarika, I mean, they were dressed in absolutely boss clothing. You know? So they went out to join the government service. It was all the way. Omer Shama Bar Avram, Reb Yochanan. It's all amazing stories here. Le'olam Alte Shvut Kala Be'nech. This is an astounding thing, isn't it? I mean, we have over here a machlokas extending over generations about Akshayla, about, I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. You know what? Don't ride a horse. Okay, don't ride a horse, I understand. Maybe you'll grab a branch. It sounds awfully far-fetched, but let's say, okay? So they make a shvus out of this, and I can't use an animal. So I can't lean on an animal. Okay, can't lean on an animal. So now you're telling me, but this is so important, that it's the main machlokas. Generations of the biggest scholars are arguing about this shaila. It's like, what's the pshat? You see that you have to take something like a shvus very seriously. Shari simichayin alamishim shvus. And nonetheless, an etlik ubagadoli ador. I understand. It's rather obvious. I mean, what he's telling me, I have to take Torah seriously. I have to take Rabbanan seriously. And I'm going to understand what he means. Like, yeah, what a concept. No, I mean, shvus mitzvah. I'm talking about where, like, you may feel that in the context of a mitzvah, you're dealing with a mitzvah, the araisa, now there's this little weird rabbanan thing in the way, and come on, you know, let's keep our priorities straight. I understand, that's also pshita. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a shvus in the context of a mitzvah. I understand what exactly is he adding? That's also we had that sugya. That it doesn't even raise, but there's the question: whether it's dafka for zrizim, even b'makom zrizim, or since it's handed out into the hands of everybody, so we can't trust everybody. But it's a big question we shouldn't speak about. I mean, what's the pshat to make it clear in the base of English? So what's the pshat? No, the pshat is if you read the Mishnah, how would you know that it's about machlokas in Shvus? Maybe it's a machlokas in whether there's a chiyav of smicha. That's the shayla. La fuke, hanami pshita, no, la fuke mandi omar, bismicha gufa plige. There's a mandi omar who holds that the machlokas over here is there a chiyav of smicha on something which is a chova, or is smicha only a din when somebody is bringing an adava, which is where it says the dinam of smicha. So maybe since over here a korban riyah and a korban chagig is a chiyuv, but that's the machlokas. Something or lost something, nothing to do with whether you're daicha. Maybe in a chinami and shvus b'mikdash. There's no shvus b'makom mitzvah, and many other issues we'll see later on in Sdogeya. There's no chiyuv of a shvus. I mean of a smicha. Therefore, comes out Rabbi Yochanan and says, no. The machlokas over here is not whether there's a chiyuv of smicha. The machlokas is whether it's daicha. Yontiv, that's the question. The Kamash Malan, that Bishvusa the Pligi, and not Bismicha Gufa. Omer Rami Bar Choma.
So, is the question whether it's Ma'akev the Smicha?
No, whether it's a Chiv Michlal. Because where the Torah tells us that Dinah Smicha is in the context of Nedavas. So maybe in the story of Chayvas, certainly none of the Karbanis Tzibur, they don't need Smicha. So maybe that's because it's a chayva. Something which is a chayva, maybe it doesn't need smicha bichlal. So over here, I have to bring my korban riyah, my korban chagiga. So maybe there's no smicha. And that's what the machlokas in the Mishnah is. Something or ain't something. Not whether smicha is doicha yantiv. Maybe that would be silly. Why wouldn't smicha be doicha yantiv? I mean, if it's a chayv, we're going to be ma'af. We're not going to be doicha. This is drabonan for a chayv. Kamash malan that no. They're arguing about shvus de mitzvah. Which is indeed a big chiddush. Says Rami Bar Choma, Lamaisi, you see from here something else. You see from here that the mitzvah of smicha must require an entire body leaning on the animal. That b'kol kocho bein, and you have to, you don't put your hands gently on the animal, you lean on it. Because yisag lo bein b'kol kocho. If you don't actually lean on that animal, my carvin, you're not doing anything. Because then you're not being over on the whole problem of the shvus. It's only smich on a balchai. It's only if you're leaning on a balchai. There's no issur in putting your hands on a balchai. So if you're telling me that they're arguing in shvus, Mishlam, if they're arguing in whether there's a chiyav smicha, fine, then I can't determine anything about the nature of smicha. But if they're arguing about whether smicha is done because it's an issur, so then obviously, in order for it to be an issue, you can't just be putting your hands on that animal. You have to actually be riding on it, so to speak, or putting your weight on it.
The animal's carrying the person up.
Right. You're putting your weight on it. If you're putting your weight on it, it's the equivalent of the shimush of a balcha.
So if that's the case, why did that rabbi put his slightest kid on the animal? I mean, if he's putting his kids all his way on
it, it's too complicated for me. Let's leave it for now. I think you're referring to the question of studim, whether it's mutter studim. The Gemara is going to get to that, but that's we're not up to that. There's no problem with putting your hands on an animal. It's like people who think you can't touch a car. Don't touch the mukzah. It's only sort of touching something. So what's the problem of touching over here? Meisvei. So then we have a problem. Because it says, the Bryce of Darshan is a pasuk like this. The Beral B'nei Yisrael, V'samach, and then it says, Amartalim, Adam Kiyak, V'kem Kuban Hashem, etc. V'samach Yadol Arosh. V'samach Yadol, in the context of B'nei Yisrael. Which proves that B'nei Yisrael Samchim, but not B'nei Yisrael Samchot. Rabbi Yossi, on the one hand, and Rabbi Shimon, they say, no, not true. But not yourself somehow. Rishus, they want to. I mean, you were saying it as an absolute. But notice Yisrael cannot be somehow. Just means they don't have to be somehow, but they can be somehow. Now here, of course, we run into a problem. Because if smicha means that they just put their hands on the animal, there's no problem. But if smicha means that you lean on the animal, there's no such thing as rishus. Because you can't lean on an animal of hegdish, because then you're being netted from hegdish, you're going to be over on me'ila. I mean, how can you use hegdish? You're misappropriating hegdish for your own purposes. If it's a mitzvah, then that's what you got to do. But it's not a mitzvah. You can't say, it doesn't matter, do it. Unless, indeed, smicha does not involve smicha b'kochol. This seems to be a problem in the Ge'arat Sugya. And an interesting thing, says Rabbi Yossi, I can even prove this, because Abba Elozer told me that Pa'am Achat Ayalanu Egel Shezivchei Shlomi, we once were bringing a Shlomi, and I remember that Evinu Elezer's Noshim, and all the women of the family were over there bringing the car, so we wanted to get them involved. We wanted to get them involved in the karba, and we brought it to the Ezra's Noshim over there in the base of Migdash, and we're passing it around, and all the women were doing smicha, and smicha benoshman. That doesn't mean that there's a chiyav of smicha, but women like to be involved. They like to dance with the Sefer Torah, by the way, this gemara is all brought by all the Paiskim to deal with that issue about whether women dance the Sefer Torah. This is like the gemara that they deal with. We have to keep the women happy too, So even though maybe it's not a fear to this smicha, but we sent around the animal. Yes, Abadir.
What's the benefit to the women that they should?
The benefit to the women to have the smicha?
No, where are they benefiting that it puts work onto the animal such that you're using hekdesh?
Oh, if they lean on it. If they would lean on it, they would be benefiting.
In what sense? How?
Being like
is that thing under you benefiting you in some fashion?
If I stand up and I have to lean on something else because I have to lean on it.
Why do you have that shtender in front of you?
Is it analogous?
Yeah, because if you lean on it, it's useful.
Support.
It's support.
Yeah, but you go into base Migdash to lean on the animal. You're not going in to lean on it for support. You're going in there to do.
But when you are leaning on it, it ends up supporting you, right? So, bottom line is that at that point it becomes useful. You're saying, but I didn't need to have that use because I'm only doing that. Okay, but once.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Then. But it might hurt your back even worse if there was nothing in there where you were leaning on. You just keep going. Anyway, so you see from here, if you're right, that it's really a shvus, which means that you have to lean on it with your whole weight. So I understand. So then why are we being mocked with this? You told me, but the women want it. Right? So what the women want? We should not have ruach the nashim, I'm dinan avodah b'kachim. We're going to be mocked and nisr the yoraisa because the women want it. I mean, it must be. Halalav shema. I mean, alo b'inan b'kokoko. Apparently, you don't do smicha with your whole weight. And then there's no problem. And that's why we allow the women to do it. Because they enjoyed it. Oh, answers the Gemara. The Amalu Afku Yadarcha. They told the women, be careful not to lean on it. Just put your hands lightly on it as it passes by. How could that be? What are you telling me? Lo, Mipnejah Smicha Benoshim is not because women are Chayavot and Smicha. They didn't do Smicha. They didn't do Smicha Klah. What are you telling me? They did an Ersat Smicha. A zecher la smicha, a remez la smicha. What do you mean? Mivlesha in smicha menashim. So obviously they did the smicha. So then we can put back the same problem. Yes, Rabbi, you don't want to say that. I mean, a chodavot kama. I mean, first of all, look at that. To people who know, chod is less of a smicha klal. I mean, the truth is there wasn't any smicha here at all. But I mean, that's under the table. I mean, they're supposed to think it's smicha. So what are we doing the whole thing for anyway? What are we pretending there's smicha? That's the point. We want to make them happy. But that's about why are we doing the whole thing. Omer of Papa, Scotch is pointing
out.
Oh, this is
Tosfos. So they have a kiyum. So kiyum is
nice. Let me know. Let me know. Tosfos indeed here as well, as he does in other places, brings a raya from here to the overall question about can Noshim do mitzvahs that they're not mechuyavos, and it's mashmah here they can do a mitzvah, and that they can treat it as a mitzvah, and make a bracha on it, and so on, even though it isn't really, as our good friend Aaron somewhat repetitively made sure that we knew. Thank you.
Why isn't the problem that women get hana from the experience?
Women get what?
Hana, but from something that's hekdesh, and that's
the problem. That's okay, the experience is not the hekdesh.
It's okay. Say more than that. It's that's a kiyum. They actually have a kiyum in the midst. It's not just down, just going through the motions.
Over here, they didn't have a kiyum in the mitzvah, though. If they had to be afku yadayichu, and you hold it, that the smicha has to be b'kol koyach. In fact, it was less of a smicha klal, right?
Why can't they do b'kol koyach? Same, it's not the same thing as a kiyum as a man.
Because it's avodah b'kodesh. You can't do an iser to be mekayim. Would be the question, right? If there's no chiyuv, so then there's no reason to be matir avodah b'kodesh. If you say mitzvosei b'kach, so then it's not avodah b'kodesh. Okay, I'm being doichy a little bit so that we can get moving. We can talk about it afterwards and dance. Omer of Papa. If Rav Papa makes the remark basically that Scott pointed out before, or I think that he was pointing out, that Shema minot stodim asurim. Where do you do smicha? You do smicha on the head. The head is not where the gezeira is. I mean, to ride an animal. Somebody rides on the head of the animal, or ride on the back of the animal, right? So the question over here is, would there be a heter to be mishtamish with the side of an animal? The head being the equivalent of the side. I mean, you see from here that once we asked Yishtamshut b'bal chai, we didn't pattern it necessarily on the horse and say, okay, that which would be the place where you would ride on an animal or put a burden on an animal and walk with it, whatever, it's not the head, that's where we asked it. But otherwise we didn't. Apparently over here you see that stodim are asked, because isakadak stodim mutarim. If you're going to tell me that stodim is mutter, what's the problem? Litzmoch. Go ahead and do smicha. Some take out this word litzstadim, because by definition, smicha is on the stadim, because it's on the head. Elav shmami not stadim asurim. You see from here that there's no difference between the side, the head, or the back. Says Ravashi, not necessarily. Afilo temet stadim mutarim. The fact is that even if stadim mutarim, you could still say that we're not going to differentiate between the back and the head, because what we're saying is the upper part of the animal, kol bahadei gaba, anything which is along the back, that's definitely included in the gzeira. Now the question is, if an animal's lying on its side, you know, can you do something on the side? Can you hang something on the side? We have the same shayla about a tree, you know, the hammock, hanging a hammock, remember? Something mishtamish, but chiyuv being mishtamish with something which is in the tree. Okay, it's the same idea. Maybe it would be mut. Except that over here, this is not considered to be tzedadim. All right, we let you go on time, dear Sabah Josh. But only if you promise to practice well for tomorrow's opening. Yeah. My Dorash. Omer Rabbi Bar Barchonam Rabbi Yochanan Ve'atam Merivavot Kodesh Otu Merivavot HaKodesh Shalom. Rabbi Abu Omer Dogu Merivava Dugmahu Merivava Shalom Rishlo Kishem Hashem Tzvakot Shemo Adonu B'tzava Shalom. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ava Omer Rabbi Yochanan Lo Baruch Hashem Vachavruch Lo Barash Lo Barash Hashem Achara Rash Eish Lo Be'ish Hashem Achara Eish Kol Duma Madaka V'nei Hashem Ovel. Tan Rabbanu Shisha Devarim Nemru B'Shidim Shlosha Kemalachi Asheret U'Shlosha Kemenei Adam Shlosha Kemalachi Asheret Yesh Lem Pnafayim Kemalachi Asheret V'Tasim Yisof Olam V'Yad Sofo Kemalachi Asheret V'Yodim Mashat Hidiyot Kemalachi Yodim. It's all good, I think. I mean, Shomim Me'Achri HaParagut Kemalachi Asheret Shlosha Kemenei Adam Ochlim V'Shotim Kemenei Adam Porim V'Ravim Kemenei Adam U'Meitim Kemenei Adam. שיש הדברים נאמרו בבני אדם, שלושה כמלאכי השרת, שלושה כבימה. שלושה כמלאכי השרת יש להם דעה, דעת כמלאכי השרת, מלאכים בקומה זקופה כמלאכי השרת, ומספרים בלשון הקודש כמלאכי השרת. שלושה כבימה, אוכלים שותים כבימה, פרים ורבים כבימה, ומוצאים ראי כבימה. כל המסתכל בארבע הדברים ראו תוילו שלו בא לעולם, צפי שלהם מה למטה, מה למטה, מה למטה, מה למטה, מה למטה, לפנים, who cares, זה ממד אבי אבי. זה ביוחד ולא, זה לא מתוויון. משה למלך בשר ודם, שאמר לו ודם, בנו לי פלטרים גדול לנעל השפעה. הוכלו בנו לו. אבי, זה אין רצונו של מלך להזכיר שם השפעה. כל שלא חס על כבוד כנו רטוי לו שלא בא לעולם, מה היא? רבה אמר, but this adds, I'm stuck with קשת. רב יוסף says, this adds, אוהב רעביר בסתר. מסתכל בקשת, תכתיב, כמראה הקשת, אשר בענן ביום הגשם. כן מראה הנוגע סביב, הוא מראה דמות כבוד השם. Reb Yosef Omer is over a verb seter. He was following Shit Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak called over a verb seter. Kilu dochek ragli hashkina. That's called enochas al kvod kono. Shnamar ko amar Hashem hashamayim kisi yivaretz adom ragloi. Eini yivom Reb Yilah zakein. Im roe adam shiitzro mitkaber alav yalech lemakom shin makirin oto. Yubah shkorim, yitatev shkorim, yatsa mashli bo kafetz. Mal yichalel shem shamayim befaresi. לא קשה, לא מצא כיפה ויצרד, לא מצא כיפה ויצרדים. דורשו ביודה בר נחמיני, מתורגמני דרש לוקש. כל המסתכל בשלושה דברים עיניו כהות. בקשת, בנשיא וכהנים. בקשת, תכתיב כמראה, הקשת שבנן ביום הגשם, הוא מראה דמות כבוד השם. בנשיא, תכתיב ונתת מהותך עליו, and that hold of משה רבינו was the hold of השכינה. המסתכל בכהן, זמן שבית המקדש קיים, is that the Shekhinah was shayran there בזמן שמעון נולד דוכנה מבורך מהישראל בשם אל ישראל בשם המפורש. So you can't see that. דורש רבי 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 נחמין בתורגמן לרש לקש מה ידכתיב אל תאמינו בריאה אל תפתחו באלוף באלוף. What is this referring to? נאמר לך your friend the יצר הרע חטוב הקדש ברוך הוא מאוכל אל תאמין. What's the אל תאמין בריאה? ריאה זה יצר הרע של יצר לב אדם רע. אין אלוף אלא הקדוש ברוך שם אלוף נעורי אתה. שם אתה אומר מי יעיד בי? אבני ביתו וקורא את ביתו של אדם הם מעידים בו. שנאמר כי אבן מקיר תזעק וחפיץ מעץ יעננה. וחכמים אומרים נשמתו של אדם מעידה בו. שנאמר משוכב את חיקך שמור פתחי פיך. איזו דבר ששוכב את בחיקו של אדם אבן איזו נשמה. רבי זריקה אומר שני מלאכי השרת המלווין אותו אין מעידים בו. שנאמר כי מלאך יצב עליך לשמור לך בכל דרכיך. ויש אומרים איפה רב של אדם מעידים בו, שנאמר ואתם מעידינו מהשם ואני. יוסי בן יועזר אומר שלא לסמוך, יוסי בן יוחנן אומר לסמוך. יהושע בן פרחי אומר שלא לסמוך, ניתאי הרבה לא אומר לסמוך. יהודה בן תבואי אומר שלא לסמוך, שמעון בן שלח אומר לסמוך. שמעון אומר לסמוך, אבטחי אומר שלא לסמוך. הלל מנחם לא נחלקו, יצא מנחם נחלק שמאי, שמאי אומר שלא לסמוך. הלל אמר לסמוך, הראשונים היו נשיאים, שניים להם אב בית דין. תן רבנו שלושה מזוגות הראשונים שאמרו שלא לסמוך, ושניים מזוגות האחרונים שאמרו לסמוך, היו נשיאים, שניים להם אבות בית דין, דברי בימיר, וחכמים אומרים, לא, יהודה בן תבואי was the אב בית דין, שמעון בן שטח was the נשיא. למען תן רבנו, תן רבנו, אמר רב יהודה בן תבואי, הרב נחמיים, לא רק תיצלמים. לא הוציא מליבן של צדוקים שהיו אומרים אין הייתם זמים להרוג נת שיהיה רגע נידון. אומר לו שמעון בן שטח, הרי בנחמיים לא שפכת דם נקי. הרי אמרו חכמים אין הייתם זמים להרוגים עד שיזומו שניהם, ואין לוקין עד שיזומו שניהם, ואין משלמים המון עד שיזומו שניהם. מיד קיבל עליו יהודה בן תבואי שאינו מורה הלכה אלא בפני שמעון בן שטח. כל יום אב של יהודה בן תבואי היה משתתח על קברו של אותו הרוג והיה קולו נשמע כסבורין העם לומר שקולו של הרוג הוא אמר להם קולי הוא תדעו שלמחר הוא מת אין קולו נשמע אמר לי רבאשי what does that prove? then we piusei paiso ודינה תאבי anyway, so who's the author of the Mishnah of the Braita here? מניה זה היה בשלם רבי מאיר then it makes sense רבי מאיר זה אומר שמעון בן שטח זה not best Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabor was a Nasi. So I need to come right out of the way. Shimon ben Shetach. It makes sense. But if you have got to tell me, like the Rabbona, whether Yehuda ben Tabor was the Abbezdin, Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi, how could the Abbezdin anyway make him sack a locha connected in front of the Nasi? I mean, Mera Alokha, it's because of his Kabbalah, it's done. So the Makiba Olam. No, he meant Litztarufe only. Litztarufe, Vistarufe, Nami, Lomitztarif now. Yotza Menachem, Venichma Shami. What do you mean Yotza Menachem? Where the heck was he Yotza to? By Amar Yotza, the Tarbut Ra'al. I just don't want to speak it out. Reva Amar Yotza, the Tarbut, Alavadat Amelach. Tanya Meyachi, Yotza Menachem, Alavadat Amelach. Vyotzuimu Shmonim Zugot Talmidim, Levushim Sarikim. Omer of Shimon Bar, Shama Bar Ava, and Rav Yochanan, Leolam Alte Shvut Kala Beinecha, Shari Smicha Ein Elam Shem Shvut, Menechleku Bagidele Hador, Shit, no, I mean, Shvut Mitzvah Tzrichle, excuse me, it's also Pshita, no, it's not, Tafuk Imad Yomer Smicha Guva Plige, Kama Shvam Bishvut Zidu Plige, Omer Rabbi Bar Chana, Shma Amina Smicha Bekoko Chobina, Dizak Dayta Golo Bina Bekoko Chosam Maikavim, go right ahead of me, Samech. There's no shvut. Amazing. Tabero b'nei Yisrof ha-samach, b'nei Yisrof ha-samchin, ain't b'not Yisrof ha-samchot. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, omri, b'not Yisrof ha-samchot, but b'shus. Omri, Rabbi Yosef, as a matter of fact, sakli Abba Elazar, that pa'am achat ha-yalanu ha-hekar shazif ha-shlamim, heviyu li azrat nashim, v'samchu alav nashim, lo b'nei shazmich ha-nashim. כדי לעשות נחת רוח לנשים, I ask you, צעק דעת הצמיח בכל כוחו בעינן, you telling me משום נחת רוח לנשים, we're going to go do an Isra of Isra בקושי. אין לא שמע, מה לא בעינן בכל כוחו? ליאולה מהם הלאה בעינן בכל כוחו. And we tell the women, אמר לו, אף כו ידייכו. So then, what does that have to do with לא מפני שצמיח בנשים? There's no צמיח here at all. Typically, they know צמיח הכלל. אומר רבי, he means, חד עבוד כמה, look, technically speaking, less than a smicha klal, we're pretending there's smicha. What are we doing that for? What could they listen? Lasod nachas ruach l'nashim. Omer of Papa, one interesting thing you see from here is that Shemahami not stadim asurim. Because if you're going to tell me it's stadim and matarim, so then every smicha is let's stadim, some we smoke. Elav Shemahami not, stadim must be asurim. Rav Ashi says maybe not. Maybe the head is not stadim. Afil temet stadim matarim. But maybe ko bahari gabah is the equivalent of Gabba, and therefore it's not studying at all.